This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The game against Denver,
after the first quarter,
I think if you're a champion mentality person, and obviously these guys are, they don't do what we just did. Do you notice what I think most fans do? Oh, well, you screwed up on Monday, but you came back and surprised us on Tuesday, so it's all good.
Yeah, we're back in.
Even Steven.
We're back in.
I think the championship mindset is, I still can't believe we blew Monday. There's no reason for us to perform that way. Like, I'm not saying they don't forgive themselves. You know, you go out there sometimes, you don't have your stuff, you make bad decisions and all of that. But going into last night's game, they're an, quote, underdog, but I didn't see it that way. I know the Warriors are better than the Bucks. I know this. If you watch the Bucks a lot over the last month, the Warriors are a better basketball team than the Bucks, and they had them on their home floor. And I understand that Steph Curry's out, and so that's a piece of the puzzle. But good Lord, you're telling me that between Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, and the rest of these role players we've come to know so well, that if they hit some shots like Pods and Buddy Hield did, you're telling me they can't win that basketball game? Well, of course they can. They did. I expected them to. And I'm sure that they expected themselves to. So I wonder. You're right. I'm not saying Steve's going to be in fine mood, I would imagine. I don't want to speak for his mood.
Well,
but I don't think he's sitting here like hopping mad. But I also don't think that they sit there in the tape room and go, okay, everything's all better now because you won the next night. You still had a really bad performance Monday, and it hurt you. It absolutely hurt you. You would have breathing room on Minnesota and the Clippers that you don't have.
Right, well, but you also look at it from the bigger picture of what you've done since Jimmy's come, and you've been amazing. So you know,
absolutely.
I do think your greater point is the fact that fans, we rise and fall with every loss, every miss, every quarter. And if you're Steve Kerr and you're now the all-time winningest coach in Warrior history and you've got four titles, and as I mentioned, you've won 9 of the last 28 in some way, shape, or form, you understand that nights like Monday, is going to happen. And nights like last night are also going to happen where, yeah, it's a make or miss league. I get that. And last night it got a little bit shaky at times, but you had a couple of big shots down the stretch. And we just talked to Brandon Podziemski and he had a couple of them. And Jimmy Butler held it down without Steph Curry and you got the win. So if Monday against Denver was a bogey, or yeah, maybe it was even a double bogey because they didn't have Jokic or Murray. Well, last night was a birdie. So you're on to the next hole. And, you know, you get a game tomorrow, and
yes,
it's a game that you should win.
Have to win.
Well, I mean.
No.
You don't have to win it.
Yes, you do. Well, everything that I've been saying for the last 48 hours is tucked into the idea of you have to do X, ... if you want to seriously give yourselves a shot at doing what you say you want to do. I don't think there's room right now to blow one against a bad team.
Well, you shouldn't. I mean, there is room depending on what other teams also do. So you don't know what room there is, but when you take on Toronto at home, a Toronto team that is 5.5 out of the 10 seed, and they're basically in shut it down mode, yeah. And I would imagine that the spread tomorrow is going to be 8.5 or 9 if Steph plays. You should absolutely win that game. And that's kind of the point for me about the last two games where Denver was a bogey and last night was a birdie where you were underdog on your home floor without your best player and you still went out and won.
Yeah, I just didn't think they should have been an underdog.
And they were a small dog.
It was a small
anyway.
Dog. And you and I, prior to the homestand, I had sort of said, like, par is 4-1. Well, now they're 3-1, and they've got a game against the Raptors tomorrow night that in theory they should win. And they will go 4-1, and that works out well. Except it doesn't feel as good because of the nature of the Denver loss, number one. And number two, these other teams are really heating up in some sort of crazy way. Like that, for me, as significant as what the Warriors did last night was what the Clippers did. That confirmed for me. Do you remember this conversation briefly came up on the crossover 2 or 3 days ago? And I think it was Steiny asked you, would you rather go into the play-in tournament as the 7, and therefore you're likely going to get the 7, and you end up getting to play Houston or Memphis, or would you rather secure the 6? But you're going to have to play Denver or L.A. And I like, you and I answered that differently. I will take the 6.
Yep.
Because I do not, I guess the premise of the idea is that you get the 7 and then you win the game. But, dude, Warriors versus Clippers on night one of the play-in tournament is disgusting.
It's tough.
I want no part of that basketball game. None under any circumstances. You could combine the Lakers and the Nuggets, and I'd rather play that team if I can have the 6.
Well, the Clippers do present a lot of things that you have trouble with.
Absolutely.
Like Zubats, for one.
Yes.
And Zubats last night, 28-20, to your point about, you know, their win over Cleveland. Zubats is a handful, and you have Kawhi and James Harden, who are both very difficult covers, and James Harden does a lot of the things that, you know, you hate as a Warrior fan with the head snap and he gets to the foul line. And Kawhi Leonard is probably pretty rested. The dude hasn't played a lot of basketball this year.
He was phenomenal last night.
He was awesome last night.
He was phenomenal last night.
And when he's right, he is one of the toughest players to guard because he can score at all three levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Fred in Richmond. Steve Kerr joins us in less than 20 minutes. Hi, Fred. Thanks for calling.
Living Diaz, what's going on, guys?
What
thanks
is
for having me on.
Good, yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, I called right before the homestand, and I was saying 5-2 would be amazing, and 6-1 would be greedy, so I'm looking at pretty good right now, hoping that we can just get greedy and get Toronto tomorrow, just like you were saying earlier, that Toronto is really shut down. So it's about time that the Warriors start stacking them wins, like Jimmy said, and let's see what they do for the rest of the season. I'm hoping we can get that 5 seed, but if we stuck in the 6, bring on Denver. I think that was a lapse when they played Denver on Monday. Once they knew Jokic and Murray wasn't playing, they lost their mental edge, but they got it right back. Draymond, put itself back in a conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. Let's go finish this season off and start the playoffs. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Fred, appreciate it. I was looking at it last night, and I know we did this with Minnesota already. I think that somewhere along the line when the Warriors were losing a good handful of games in December and January, we lost sight of something that Steve Kerr said to us early in the year. He said, I think this is a 50-win team. And obviously, if they end up with 49, that's like, you know, that fits into the nature of what he's saying. But I don't think we were thinking that 50 wins was still possible. They've got 13 games to go. And it's not just that I think it's possible that they do get 50. They might need it. I honestly, to get the six, it might be about like that. That might be about what they need if they actually want the six. Minnesota already has 40 wins also. They just happen to, at this moment, have one more loss than the Warriors. But they get back-to-back games against New Orleans starting tonight. And if you look at the rest of the way with the Warriors' schedule, and I don't want to play win-loss. I don't want to do that. I have no idea if they're all going to play all the games, if they're going to be healthy or whatnot. But you look, like, how many games left would you say have a high level of a degree of difficulty to them? Okay, Toronto tomorrow night is a no. At Atlanta, has that got a high degree of difficulty to it?
No.
No, at Miami Tuesday, I know that's Jimmy's return to Miami, but they are awful right now.
Yeah.
They have shut it down.
But you do have a couple of nights off, and so that means you're going to be in Miami for a couple of days.
Yeah.
That one could be sticky.
They could handle that. That's what they do, man.
I'm just saying, you know that certain cities are more difficult than others.
Sure.
Atlanta is one.
And then
good
Miami.
Thing it's at the front end of the trip. But so you get to Atlanta, you don't have time to get down to Buckhead.
Well,
but you're winning in Atlanta.
Go out there on Friday, though.
Yeah.
You go out there on Friday.
You got
an extra night now.
You do, okay. But you got that extra night in Miami. So that becomes a little tougher, and I do think that the heat is going to get up for Jimmy Butler.
Okay, maybe. I'm sure they will, yeah. Obviously. It's a national TNT game, and everybody's going to be looking at it. Then you've got a couple nights off, and you go to New Orleans.
Nah.
Then another night off, and you go to San Antonio. I don't see a whole lot of crap coming
Chris
at you
Paul
next week.
Chris Paul revenge game now.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the full next week. You don't play any high-level opponents. I'm not saying there aren't, potholes out there.
Sure.
But no high-level opponents. Then it's Tuesday, April 1st in Memphis, Thursday, April 3rd in L.A., turn right around the next night and come back here for Denver, then get a night off and Houston. So to me, all four qualify.
Difficult, yep.
As high level of difficulty. And then you're at Phoenix, you're home to San Antonio, you're at Portland. Again, not saying that you couldn't have a hiccup in there, but not high level of difficulty. And then you finish with the Clippers right here on the last day of the season, which might end up meaning something.
It might be who goes to the play-in.
Right.
Or it might be a play-in preview game.
Or play out. Call it a play out of the play in.
Well, if Minnesota's the six at that point and you guys are 7-8, it might be the game to decide who hosts the first play in game.
That's terrifying.
Know? It is.
But anyway, I would look at this as you've got 13 games left and at least five of them are high level of difficulty. So to go 10-3 is going to be real, real hard. It's going to be really, really hard. And I'm not saying the Warriors can't win hard games. They just won one last night. So they can do it. A lot of them are at home. But they might need to. I'm just looking at the lay of the land in the West, and if you want to secure six, it might take that. It might take 50 wins.
It might, but you also look at Memphis, a team that's been struggling of late, and Memphis is a team that might, you know, continue to come back to you, and they've only won 5 of their last 10. You've picked up 3 games on Memphis, and so that's a team that might continue to slide down the standings as Minnesota rises and the Warriors rise. Memphis could be a team that's also kind of playing for the sixth seed as well.
They're all in this. Everybody yeah. is in this. You know, even Pods was, I know that 2 nights ago we gave up on the whole, like, Denver. I mean, Steve had said it. If we lose tonight, we're not going to catch Denver because now we don't even have the tiebreaker. And, they're going to be 3.5 ahead instead of 2.5 or whatever. Pods still sounded very interested to sit down and watch Lakers Nuggets tonight on national TV.
Yeah. And I mean, you're three back of the Lakers, you're four back of Denver, four back of Houston with 13 to go.
Yep.
That feels like a bit of a stretch. Even if you go 10-3 and you win 50, you would need, well, you have the tiebreaker over Houston, so you would need them to go 6-7 over their next 13.
Probably
to
not.
To tie them.
Probably not.
And that becomes tough. And, you know, Denver, the same record. And the Lakers actually, the Lakers have 15 more games. So
yeah.
Their schedule
and one of them is against you.
Yep.
One of them is against you. So 888-957-9570, Steve Kerr in about 12 minutes. Mr. D in the city. What up, Mr. D? What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm driving home from the shop. Just got the car out the shop.
Okay. How's it sound?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Pounded.
It's great. It was a house paid maintenance, and everything is good.
Okay.
A brand new car better be good.
Okay. Don't jinx it.
Hey, listen. This thing... looking in the rearview mirror, I mean, that's good for the fans. And while I agree at the age of our team, we need that week off. So it'd be nice to get the sixth seed. But I don't think champions really look in the rearview mirror like that. They play who's ever in front of them. And they let the chips fall where they may. So that's for the fans looking in the rear. Well, we got 13 games. Oh, we need to win. I don't think they look at all that.
Here's what I mean by that, Mr. D, and I appreciate your response, but everybody I've ever known who is a championship-winning athlete will tell you they remember the losses a hell of a lot more than they remember the wins. Like, and I just think it's the way they're wired. You know what I mean? Like, if Kobe Bryant were to come down from the heavens and join us on the show today, and you asked him, like, what sticks with you more when you look back on your life? Is it any of those championship rings, or is it when Detroit beat you in five, or when Boston embarrassed you in the NBA Finals? Mr. D, I think I know what he would say. Don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, you hate the loss. I would rather lose by 100 than to lose by one. You know, that's just the thing. But, I think the Warriors, they need to get that week off because of their age, so they can have that reset. But
Say it. These are facts. I agree with you, Mr. D.
Yeah, they need that reset. But, as far as who they're going to play, they can beat anybody. They can beat anybody, but they have to be fresh. I'm telling you, Steph, he hasn't been right since that game when the women called it. He hasn't been right. And I hope he didn't tweak his back that night. But I know I saw him grimace, and I know I saw him go out. And nobody said what it was about, but I know he hasn't been right since that game. It's been four or five games he hasn't been right. And that kind of dates back to what happened that night.
Yeah, Mr. D, appreciate it. I sort of, look, we're just guessing here. The Warriors have publicly stated, and so has Steph, that he is, quote, fine, that he is fine physically. This was about a mental reset that was necessary. Steve thinks that when you see him make bad decisions, that means there's an emotional wellness kind of a thing going on, needs to just chill for a second and take a game off. Okay, that's fine. But if I were to guess, like, there are some physical aspects to this as well. I mean, Steph also said, yeah, back's been bothering me a little bit. And then you've brought up that if you go back on the timing of what's been going on with his knee,
yeah,
and whether whatever they did to sort of put a Band-Aid on that a number of weeks ago.
Probably more than a Band-Aid.
Yeah, right, but you get what I'm saying.
I do.
Time for another one.
Yep.
You know what I mean? DJ Khaled, okay? Another one.
Yeah.
It's time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you get to that point in the year where you get down the stretch, and sure, no matter what is ailing you, you get to mid-March, late March, and you're in a fight for a playoff seed. You're going to do whatever you can to get right, and part of that might be taking a game off. And so last night was a game where Rick Celebrini, the doctor, probably thought that it was best that he rest, and so that's it, Steph. You don't get to play. And I wonder about Thursday, and we'll ask Steve Kerr coming up here in about 10 minutes about Steph Curry. How's he doing? I mean, do you think that he is trending toward playing? How's the back? Was it rest? I mean, we can ask it a number of different ways, and he's going to answer it the same way, which is
questionable.
Well, you know, we're going to have to see how he is when we get back tomorrow, and, you know, happy to have him on the bench yesterday. And it was kind of fun to watch Steve and Steph during timeouts, like having conversations about what's going on. And, you know, Steph obviously was offering input, and just to see Steph as a coach in that mode, it was kind of fun to see.
Yeah, I mean,
in the streets.
Sure. Like, I mean, the way Steve said it after the game, again, I don't think he's going to break any news here on the show. Maybe he will. But the way he said it after the game leads us down the road that Steph should be back tomorrow night.
Yeah, you would figure. It should be.
Steph's fine. Steph needed a mental reset and got it. I think it'd be weird for the Warriors to come out and say, doing it again against Toronto.
Well, then it would have to be an actual injury, you know, and it was listed as rest, and part of it was listed as
good
his
point.
Back. But, you know, you can't list somebody with a rest ailment two times in a row.
Yeah, I don't
think
the league
will like that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they'll fine you.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.